Welcome back to Access Cleveland. And you know, we here always encourage our listeners to get out and do something. So we've got another Do Something Day that's coming up on August the 17th. And this one deals with adopting a beach. Now, with us today is someone who's going to explain the entire program to us and talk about how much fun that you're going to have by getting out and do something. So with us today is Hailey Lowry. She is the Ohio Outreach Coordinator with the Alliance for the Great Lakes, and she's going to talk about this Adopt a Beach program. How are you, Hailey?
I'm great. Thanks a lot. It's great to be on the air today, and I'm excited to tell everybody about the program and get people to come out on August 17th to come clean up the beach.
Awesome.
What it entails, basically, the Alliance for the Great Lakes is a environmental organization. It is actually the oldest Great Lakes organization in North America. And our mission is to conserve and restore the Great Lakes. We do that through policy, education, and this type of work, getting people out to the beach and helping out locally.
So what is the Adopt a Beach program? What does that entail?
Well, we have about 10,000 volunteers that do it in the region. And in Ohio, as you first said, I am the representative for Ohio and Lake Erie. It entails a couple hours of work, and you go out, head out to the beach, bring your gloves. You can bring your gardening gloves or work gloves, whatever, even plastic latex gloves, and a bucket. Or a bag is certainly fine, and some closed-toed shoes. You get out there, and you clean up the beach. Like I said, it takes a couple of hours, and this one is being led by a man named Stephen Love. He is our Youth the Beach, Adopt the Beach team leader. So he's been trained in teaching everyone how to conduct this beach cleanup.
Okay, so let's talk about which beach are we going to be adopting on August the 17th?
Oh, yeah, haven't said that yet. It's Euclid Beach.
Okay.
Oh, that's what his team is. It's at Euclid Beach, mm-hmm. And we've been out there for a few years now. You know, it's been great because now the Cleveland Metro Parks are there, and they've been doing a tremendous job cleaning it up. But as well, we need, like in all our Great Lakes, mm-hmm. We need volunteers to supplement that work. And it's easy, and it is, like you said, it's a lot of fun. And today is a gorgeous day. I just got back from Edgewater myself.
Yeah. It's cool because, you're out cleaning up, but you're cleaning up a beach. So you can have some fun and, you know, have a good time while you're at it. Just bring the whole family. Why not? So go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and this is, you know, it's certainly a recreational thing to enjoy, but it's also the bigger point of this is that this is your drinking water.
Yes.
This is drinking water for 40 million people,
mm-hmm.
And it's 20% of the Earth's surface fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really important natural resource that we are trying to preserve and restore.
Yeah.
And so when people go out there and do all this work, they actually collect data on what they're picking up and what they're seeing in regards to beach health observations. And they're doing water quality tests. They're doing all this other kind of work to make sure we get that information so that what you're doing can impact policy.
Absolutely. That makes the work very important.
Well, more than that we do, then if we do our work correctly with what the information you guys give us,
right,
we make the beach healthier and the lake cleaner, and then you guys can go out there and enjoy it more. And bring your frisbee and go out there and hang out. That's the point. We don't live in Kansas.
Right, exactly. So, Hailey, what other sponsors do you have involved with this event?
I want to give a shout out of thanks to the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District. They are the ones that put us in touch with you guys, Radio One, and have given us this opportunity to have our Adopt a Beach program be involved with you guys. So, thank you to the Sewer District, and we look forward to doing it again.
So how can our listeners get more information, not only about the Adopt a Beach program, but also about the Alliance for the Great Lakes?
To get more information about this cleanup, and as you first said, it's August 17th from 10 to 12 at Euclid Beach. And to get more information, you can go to greatlakesadopt.org, and that can get you any information for joining this cleanup or another Adopt a Beach cleanup that you might want to get involved in. It, you know, you pick your favorite beach and show you care and get out there.
All right, cool. So once again, Hailey Lowry is encouraging you, and I am too, to get out and do something on August the 17th. Go out to Euclid Beach and adopt a beach. help clean up our community and clean up our Great Lakes so that we can all live a healthier lifestyle with great drinking water and we can all enjoy our beaches. So once again, Hailey, I want to thank you so much for your time and joining us on Access Cleveland.
Nice job. All right.
Thank you.